What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. On today's episode, I want to give you guys some words of encouragement around money, around finance, around wealth. Okay, here's what I find in most people's minds. When it comes to money and wealth, it's usually like a taboo topic to talk around the table, right? The dinner table with your family, your friends, your relatives, you know, your peers, your colleagues, etc. It's very taboo, right? Well, what I'm suggesting is it's okay to do that. It's okay to ask questions and to understand how to increase your income, how to invest, where to put your money, where you think your money should go. And so what I'm suggesting is try to find somebody that's maybe 5, 10, 25 years ahead of you financially and try to become a mentee to them. Maybe through asking them questions, maybe through taking them out to lunch or to dinner or something to provide value for the individual. So for example, if you know them well or have done your research on them, then you know they like to go to a farmer's market, or you know that they like to go to a sporting event. So invite them out to whatever makes sense for them, and value is in the eye of the beholder. So you need to understand that when you're working with somebody or you're going to try to, you know, learn information from somebody, it's not just about you getting and trying to take. It's not about that, right? It's not about like taking. There's a really good book by Adam Grant, Give and Take. And what I would suggest from that was, or what I remember from that was, giving and taking is a two-way street, right? So it's not just about like you taking. It's actually flipped. So the way that I see it is like for every take, the ratio to me primarily is a 3-to-1. So you want to give 3 and take 1, right? So for example, Halloween, like when Halloween is there, it may sound really silly, but for every 1 candy you take, you want to give away 3, right? And so, like obviously kids don't do that, but the idea is like if you shift your mind around money and you say, okay, well, it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to discuss business and marketing and sales and money and things like that. Because if you don't learn about it and you don't ask questions about it, then you won't be in a situation that you want to be in. Not only that, here's what I hear commonly from people. They say, oh, money isn't everything, right? Money isn't everything. It's like, no, man, it's not about just being everything. It's actually part of a overall balanced life. But it is important in life because you need that currency in order to survive, right? In order to survive your basic Maslow hierarchy of needs, money, food, water, et cetera, food, water, shelter, et cetera. So money is one of those things that will help you get there. Okay, now while you're making money and increasing your income, it's also important to understand that enjoy it for what you can, you know, with what you can. So my philosophy is like, you know, there are some philosophies out there that are like, don't spend money on Starbucks and don't spend money on this and become a penny pincher. And it's like, yeah, you can be frugal to an extent, but also figure out what you enjoy to spend money on as well, whether that's travel or going out to restaurants or, you know, seeing going on a cruise or, you know, flying to somewhere for a weekend, whatever it is. Budget yourself every single month to account for that in your or every single week or every single whatever or every single quarter, however you want to do it, time frame wise. Make sure you're budgeting yourself for the things that you enjoy throughout the year. I just want to encourage you guys because encourage you guys to ask questions to people that are ahead of you in life, and that can be in any aspect. And in this particular episode, I'm talking primarily about money, but whether it's health related, you see somebody with six pack and ripped abs and like jacked, ask them a couple of questions. What's gonna hurt? Ask them, hey, what kind of you look great. What kind of regimen do you have? Or how do you? What does your day look like? When it comes to eating and nutrition. If there's somebody that, is in a career that you want to pursue, take them out for lunch, right? Figure out what their value is, and then and tap into that value to help not only yourself, learn, but also to build that relationship as well. Because at the end of the day, it's about building those relationships with the people that are ahead of you in life that you want to pursue. And so with that, guys, I want to thank you for joining me today. Hope you found this talk helpful with money. This is just my take on it. If you have any questions about anything about the rich life, feel free to reach out to me at YoRichieRich on Instagram and at Beach Property Guy. Talk to you soon. Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and I answer all my direct messages on Instagram at YoRichieRich and at Beach Property Guy. Take care.